Good afternoon. Let's call this meeting of Senate Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 4:38 p.m. on Monday, February 23rd, 2022. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum present today. Our Senator Stevens, Senator Keel, Senator Machicki, myself, Senator Rivak. Staffing the committee today is Aidenti Mayo Harbison, Talia Ames, and Juliana Singh from Records. Thank you. Please silence your cell phones. On today's agenda, we only have one item. SB 148, Boating Safety Education Requirements. Please let the record reflect that Senator Kawasaki has joined the committee. With that, we're going to bring SB 148 before the committee. This is the second time the bill has been heard here. Previously, there was discussion in committee regarding some uniquely Alaskan issues that that were addressed between the last hearing and now. And so we have a new version of the bill. Working with the bill's sponsor and their office, we believe we found some great compromises to the issues raised by the committee members in public testimony. And that being said, Mr. Vice Chair, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Resources Committee adopt the CS for Senate Bill 148, Resources Version 32-LS1144/O as our working document.
Thank you. Is there objection? I will object for the purposes of discussion, actually. And if Mr. King, please come forward and discuss the changes to the bill. Put yourself on the record and go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Ed King, staff to Senator Holland. Mr. Chairman, in version O, I'll just briefly go through the summary of changes, version O, W to version O, to work through some of the issues that were raised by the committee. The majority of the changes happened in sections 2 and 3. In section 2, we removed statutory references to the National Association of Boating, of State Boating Law Administrators, the idea just being that the department will clarify the minimum standards in regulation. In section 3, the first major change is that we deleted all references to age in the bill, just to address the issue of the uniqueness of Alaska. We also corrected the terminology from the Coast Guard, from commercial operator's license to merchant mariner credentials. We eliminated paragraph 7 of the bill as it became unnecessary. That was the residency requirement, since there's already a minimum requirement that allows for out-of-state programs to qualify. There was no need for the non-residency language. And the fourth change just being mostly a technical change to the language in the identification. We also, the most major change is that section 4 was removed from version W, so there is no longer a fine for violating the requirement to take the boating safety course.
Thank you, Mr. King. Do we have questions, committee members? Thank you, Mr. King. I appreciate these changes. I think this is a good start. I think this encourages boater safety education and courses and also takes into consideration the unique challenges in rural Alaska, certainly different. And I really appreciate the conversations that we've had and kind of working through some of that with your office. And I'd also like to acknowledge that in the room with us is Senator Holland, the bill's sponsor. Thank you for joining the Resources Committee today. Any other comments or questions? Is there any other discussion on SB 148? Seeing no more discussion, Mr. Vice Chair, I'd entertain a motion. Brief at ease. We're back on the record, and I was just so excited about the bill, I forgot to remove my objection. So I remove my objection. Yes.
Just a quick question. Is there a fiscal note on this or not? I mean, will it go to finance or not?
Thank you, Senator Stevens. It does go to finance.
Thank you.
We have done public testimony, correct? We have.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, so having removed my objection and seeing no other questions, I would entertain a motion, Mr. Vice Chair.
Brief at ease, Mr. Chairman.
Brief at ease. All right, we're back on the record. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate, the CS for Senate Bill 148 Resources, version 32-LS1144/00, be moved from committee with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, the CS for Senate Bill number 148, version O, moves from committee with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations. In wrap up, I'd like to thank the members of the committee and those staffing the committee today for your flexibility. Very much appreciate it. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be this coming Monday, February 28th, 2022, where we'll have a review and an update from the mining industry. With that, this meeting is adjourned. Please stick around to sign the paperwork. We're adjourned at 4:45 p.m.